Hello, remote friends. The information from this podcast is rich with remote support, but it's even more important that you go from information to application to get the best results possible. Remote work is here to stay, and we want to help you on your way. So let us know how we can support you even more by visiting remotepathways.com. There you will find a quick link to talk with us directly. Reach out to Jen for all your teamwork, leadership, coaching, and facilitation needs. And reach out to Michelle for developing a healthy, sustainable rhythm of life through spiritual practices, 90-day projects, and simple structures to support your remote working journey. Until we connect, thank you for listening. It's such an honor going remote together with you.
Let's explore the remote world. Together we'll discover the people, places, and pathways to working remotely. We'll engage in great conversations, share tips and valuable resources, and connect you with voices from the field. Let's go remote together.
Welcome back, Michelle. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. I can't believe it's November. I can't believe it's a holiday here at home. It's just crazy.
It's another year gone by, and it's really gone fast this year. I know we sat down last week and thought, wow, where's the year gone? So here we are in our last two episodes of 2021, where we get to look back at the year. What are you excited about?
I enjoy this season of reflection. I think it goes so well with just our Q4 focus of reflection, right? This is the season for it. So I think it's just the perfect opportunity to look back and explore the topics that we covered over 2021. And then also in the next episode, reconnecting with the fabulous guests that we had and bringing their voices to the virtual table. So yeah, just a wonderful season of reflection. And I just appreciate going back in time like this because my memory is not always so great. So it helps me remember, oh yeah, that was that episode. Oh, that was incredibly valuable. I want to go back and grab that resource or connect with that guest. So just a good reminder. How about you? What do you enjoy about this?
Well, I like, just as you said, I think there's so many resources that we've touched on throughout the year in these 20 plus episodes that it warrants a review, right? I think it's an invite for all of our listeners, whether you've been with us since the beginning in fall of 2019 pre-pandemic, or whether you've just joined us recently. Here's an opportunity to take a look at where we've been throughout the year of 2021. And yeah, let's go. Because we started this year with intention in episode number 28. What do you recall from our kickoff at the beginning of the year, Michelle?
I like just exploring that awesome question of what's possible, especially after we had, you know, we were hot off of 2020. So it was just ready for a breath of fresh air and saying what's possible in this new year.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there was an excitement, a palpable excitement at the beginning of this year to really get into what's important as we, you know, started this year of intention with getting you to think about your theme and where you were going.
I also remember the fun sunshine mind map that you brought to us, and that carried over to our community call. So if you're listening in, if you go back to last January's episode around vision, you'll find that little sunshine map, mind map activity. And that's something that you can carry forward to your group or team as well.
So then our next episode together, you and I, was on the power of collaborating and designing with community. I thought this was a really important topic back in January. I still think it's a really important topic because people are still hungry to really be back together, but also think about what community can look like in all the different forums, whether you are hybrid, whether you're remote, whether you're virtual or physical. It's about bringing the best of talent together. What do you recall from our 30th episode, The Power of Collaborating and Designing with Community?
I call it community math. I love what you said. We create more when we come together. 1 + 1 = 3. And so I just like that little math piece. It's stuck in my heart.
And again, as we went through that power of collaborating, we also talked about the importance of listening and collaborating quickly in ever-changing environments. Good one to listen to. So where do we go after that, Michelle?
The top 10 tools to get things done in the virtual, remote, and hybrid world. And that's where we explored the tools that helped us, you know, along the way. And we explored a little bit about how we use these tools and the benefits that they bring. And we were just hoping to spark ideas for our listeners.
I know a lot of people have really enjoyed that top 10 tools to get things done in the virtual, remote, and hybrid world. And it was probably one of the first episodes that we started talking about hybrid back in the spring of 2021. So definitely check that out. 10 tech tools ranging from what I recall from like time management to project management. Certainly we can all find something that is going to help you gain some benefit, whether it's better connection, better focus, or even better time.
Into 6 layers of connection, which you're still talking about with teams all around the world. This turned out to be a really hot topic.
This was a hot topic. So I was bringing forward earlier this year my newest writing under the Reconnecting Workspaces banner. And part of that book explores the 6 layers of connection. The whole book really revolves around how to rebuild connection and how to, you know, build new connections in today's virtual, remote, and hybrid world. And I hope that if you haven't checked it out yet, you will pick up a copy on Amazon. Some of you know that after Reconnecting Workspaces came out, I then really went full guns to move a second manuscript over the finish line, which is the 90-Day Guide for Success, which came out a few months later.
Two in one year. You look back and you're like, how did that happen?
It happened with a lot of work, and it happened with the 21 for 21. So how did I start off this year? Well, I started it off by hosting these 21 days of virtual co-working sprints for 21 minutes a day. So I keep saying this, the only way that I was able to publish and release 2 books, of course, manuscripts were already pretty much written, but being able to bring those 2 projects over the finish line was because of that sacred burst of 21 minutes a day for 21 days in a row. And that there is something about that rhythm, right? It's not about doing 21 minutes of, you know, willy-nilly work. It was focused, daily, consistent action.
And in an awesome virtual co-working opportunity, because you invited all of us to join you. So there's great proof, everyone, of that community math we just talked about creating things. 1 + 1 = 3. She knocked out 2 books in 2021. And you're still doing these, a different community effort now around your second book of the 90-Day Guide. I mean, you're still doing this in a different way.
Yeah, we are actually at day 50 of the 90-Day Guide for Success. Weekdays for the rest of Q4 2021, we are meeting 7:30 to 8 a.m. Eastern in my Zoom room or on Clubhouse. You can also find it on Clubhouse, which for those that are podcast listeners, you might appreciate that. So you can come in your pajamas. We do 9 minutes of content around the daily theme and then 21 minutes of either breakout or some days virtual co-working. So join us.
And that brings us to episode 37, which really burst forth the hybrid highway. This is where we were talking about the future of work. We had come off the pandemic. We were really paying attention out there in the world. What was happening? What was happening in corporate world? What was happening with entrepreneurs? And everything was just pointing towards this hybrid work.
And with that episode, really, I think it is going to be one to listen to time and time again. What is needed? What is needed now? And the hybrid work world is not going anywhere. If we look across to Europe right now, a lot of businesses are having to go back into lockdown. Certainly hybrid is becoming the new norm for many. In fact, I've been spending a lot of my time this fall working with clients, working with organizations on helping them develop their hybrid work strategies as a consultant. And it's been a lot of fun. So don't hesitate to reach out on that, because I think it's something you want to do with intention, which is part of what we talk about, but it's also something that we can build in really a new design for flexible workplaces, which is exciting. Very
exciting. It is exciting. And at that time of the year, we were saying now is the time to experiment. It was the time to figure that out. Now some different concepts and some different ways have been tested a little bit. So there's some things you can really root in, or there's a starting place at least.
Yeah, there's a lot of research that we've seen come out in the hybrid workspace this year. There's a lot of best practice as well. And that led us to episode 39, where we talked about the 9 things hybrid workspaces need. And I updated the 7 remote enablers that I published 2 years ago, pre-pandemic, added on, of course, the IV for intentionality and vision, which are really required in this space of hybrid work. So I would likewise flag not only episode 37, Future of Work as Hybrid, also episode 39, 9 Thing Hybrid Workspaces Need. Great episodes to listen to.
Yeah, I mean, we explored anything from navigating matrix relationships to redefining your why, because again, it was a time of experimentation, but also going back to the core of, you know, why are we showing up in this world? What is the purpose behind what we're doing? You had to get in touch with that deeper part of purpose. So I really liked exploring that as well.
Well, it set us up for episode 41, building a robust team culture. And culture in any organization or in any team is such a key part of helping people connect, do their best work, and also notice what is important. So we really looked at what it means to have a robust team culture. We looked at mantras, mottos, and momentum, and 3 core areas of team culture. I've been recommending this episode to a lot of the teams that I work with and saying, here's something to listen to and spark some conversation. So we hope that you'll pass on episode 41, Building a Robust Team Culture in the Remote Space. We hope that you'll pass that on to the teams you work with.
Nugget that stuck with me was when you said, it's often said that culture eats strategy for breakfast. And again, that kind of stuck with me. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, that's kind of true.
And you know what? That's not my phraseology, right? So that's a pretty widespread. I think Peter Drucker said it first, but it's like your culture is everything. It really is. All right. So from there, wow, episode 41, where did we go to next?
Episode 43, because we're just sticking on topics. We'll introduce our guest in the next episode, but we went to another 10 list. This was 10 valuable systems for hybrid, remote, and virtual teams. So we talked all about systems and the importance of systems. And I know that this is also a key chapter in your new body of work in Reconnecting Workspaces.
It is. Chapter 6 in Reconnecting Workspaces looks at communication. Chapter 7 looks at systems. And systems are critical for us to scale. They're critical when we're looking at creating consistency across a location-independent environment, whether we're considering that remote or whether we're considering that hybrid. So check out episode 43. Which then led, drumroll please, to one of my favorite episodes of the year, episode 44, the claims model. So the claims model is my model, Jennifer Britton's model, for motivation in the remote space. And I think out of all of the topics we're seeing challenge teams and organizations right now, a big one is motivation. How do we encourage people to show up and continue to do their best every day? And as I just said, how do we encourage people to show up and do their best work? It's about helping people find their internal drivers of motivation. So I share with you the claims model and what claims means, because your drivers are going to be different than my drivers. Michelle's drivers are different than what I get excited about as well. So we're going to leave it up to you to listen in and let us know claims model. What do you see? What do you notice? And what do you recall from the claims model?
I just remembered, oh yeah, I get to go find something new about my colleagues, you know, something that's important to them. So I was interested in that. And then we danced from model to meetings. We moved over to making your hybrid meetings more effective in episode 45. And I know everybody's like, oh, meetings. I've had so many meetings since, you know, 2020, all these virtual, I'm experiencing Zoom fatigue, but we really brought some value in this episode, episode 45. Tell me more about making your hybrid meetings more effective.
Well, we talked about three critical areas and three tips for your next meeting. So looking at not only mobility and accessibility in today's meeting world, but also what is going to keep things memorable. That's been a big mantra of mine this year. We're on Zoom call after Zoom call, but which ones stand out? So we really talked a little bit about memorability and also meetings that get results. Intentionality and focus on vision also wrapped up episode 45. So check that one out. I think that's going to be a go-to for many, many years to come because it is the conduit. I was reading also some recent research, which are showing that meetings, like they were pre-pandemic, are becoming a major obstacle to effective work. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing we experienced pre-pandemic. Now it's just the meetings are typically on Zoom or Teams instead of being in the room. Poor practice has come across to the virtual space.
This next episode, I think this is really where your next body of work of the 90-day guide for success really came to play here too, because we were talking about episode 47, onboarding and reboarding, which this is such a hot topic out in the world right now. They're all trying to figure out, okay, what does this look like now in this hybrid model when half my team's over there, half my team's in person? What are the constant things that we can bring to the table to start this conversation?
Yeah. And again, what we know, so check out episode 47. We go more into depth on this in that episode, as well as one of our community calls, I think the October community call. And what, you know, this has been a big long-term passion area of mine for years. When I worked for international agencies, my role was recruiting, training, and supporting both national and international staff in really key posts. And we knew that that first 90-day window was so critical for success. The 90-day guide really takes some of that learning, you know, amplifies it with the work that I've done over the last two decades with organizations to say, here's what people need in a pretty repeatable pathway to really get them grounded and get them connected in organizations, whether you're back face-to-face, whether you're hybrid or whether you're all remote. People are going to find the 90-day guide for success valuable. Also, what's interesting in the 90-day guide for success is entrepreneurs are enjoying it as well. So it doesn't have to be for someone who is just new to the role and being onboarded. You could pick up a copy and start a 90-day sprint, say January 1st or April 1st. That's what I've been doing since October 1st in the release of the book to really get people moving. And as I said, every day, right now, I'm hosting a morning call. People can drop in and join us. But it's amazing to see the changes that people are having on a daily, weekday, daily basis.
That's so interesting you brought that up. I've had my ears out there in the virtual world or just kind of listening to those voices out in the world. I'm hearing echoes of entrepreneurship that people are really hungry for it. And we're just going to see this huge influx of entrepreneurs. So I'm really glad that you made that clarification that this resource is not just for teams, it's for entrepreneurs as well.
Yeah. We all have, we often work in new roles, but we also have these work cycles that keep us moving. So check it out. Check out the book. You can pick it up, 90-Day Guide for Success on Amazon from Jennifer J. Britton, or at very least, check out episode 47, onboarding and reboarding in today's hybrid world.
Can you believe this? We really covered a lot of topics, but boosting the group coaching conversation, and that goes back to your roots of your very first book that you authored. Really, thank you for sharing your voice and just reminding us all again, just how to make our group coaching conversations even better and what makes a group conversation a group coaching conversation. I think we need that clarifier again.
I'll get you to listen in to episode 48, but one of the current moments you know, context is people want to come together and be in connection with each other, learning and growing, working towards goals, gaining new insights through a group process. And so as Michelle said, my original body of work, Effective Group Coaching, was the world's first book on group coaching to be published back in 2009. I've spent the last decade plus training coaches, educating not only coaches, but organizations in terms of how they can use this as a modality to, you know, really create robust culture, to bring people together from across the silos of an organization, and to affect a lot of amazing change within. So do listen in to Boosting the Group Coaching Conversation, episode 48. And then that led us to our final one of the year, which was just you and I sitting down to talk about another piece of, I think, very fun work, which is episode 49, the quiz to discover your hybrid work style. And I've really enjoyed bringing forward the hybrid work style quiz during 2021, another creative project that got done in these micro windows of time with a great team around me. And as we know, our styles influence our decisions, how we communicate, how we like to work and live and operate. And so we want to invite you to check out the hybrid work style quiz. You can go to bit.ly/hybrid-work-quiz, take it and see which of the five types of hybrid workers are you.
That was a quick high-level overview of the topics that we explored in 2021. We hope you go back and listen and let us know what was your favorite episode from 2021. We'd love to hear. And then come back to the virtual table. Our next episode, we're going to be exploring all of our fabulous guests. Can't wait to just remember our wonderful guests and how they add value in this space for such a time as this. So until next time, Jen, we'll see you again soon.
See you, Michelle. Take care, everyone.